Instructions. Let me quote you a few sayings of a very wise man. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. Proverbs 1:7. A fool despiseth his father's instruction, but he that regardeth reproof is prudent. Proverbs 15:5. My son, hear the instruction of thy father. Proverbs 1:8. Take fast hold of instruction, let her not go. Keep her, for she is thy life. Proverbs 4:13. You should read these texts over several times. Commit them to memory. Try to feel the weight of them. Give instruction to a wise man, and he will be yet wiser. Teach a just man, and he will increase in learning. Proverbs 9:9. The way we regard instruction is a proof of what we are. He is in the way of life that keepeth instruction. Proverbs 10:17. The word keepeth in this text has a twofold meaning. It means to hold in memory and also to put into practice. Be diligent in doing this. It is dangerous to trifle with instruction. If we do not practice what we learn, it were better that we never learn it. Whoso loveth instruction loveth knowledge. Proverbs 12:1. Instruction is the way to knowledge. If you would know the true way of life, you must give heed to the instructions pertaining to the way. He that refuseth instruction despiseth his own soul. Proverbs 15:32. Those who treat instruction in the Christian life with neglect have not a proper regard for their soul. Hear counsel and receive instruction, that thou mayest be wise in thy latter end. Proverbs 19:20. Now is the time, young man and woman, to lay the foundation for your later life. It is in vain that you hope to be wise in your old days if you neglect the instructions of youth. Apply thine heart unto instruction, and thine ears to the words of knowledge. Proverbs 23:12. This word, apply, is a strong word. It means to lay upon. We lay one object upon another, that the one might absorb the virtue of the other. Lay instruction upon the heart, that the heart might absorb the virtue of the instruction. We fail to receive instruction as we should, except it becomes a principle fixed in the heart. Buy the truth and sell it not, also wisdom, and instruction and understanding. Proverbs 23:23. We often hear the first clause of this text quoted, but that is not all the text. Buy instruction. You are not at all likely to buy a thing for which you have no desire, and you are not likely to have much desire for it if you have but little knowledge of its value. If you had a full knowledge of the worth of good, wholesome instruction, you would buy it regardless of the cost price, and you would not barter it away under any conditions. Please read attentively the following words. My son, if thou wilt receive my words, and hide my commandments with thee, so that thou incline thine ear unto wisdom, and apply thine heart to understanding, yea, if thou criest after knowledge, and liftest up thy voice for understanding, if thou seekest her as silver, and searchest for her as for hid treasures, then shalt thou understand the fear of the Lord, and find the knowledge of God. Proverbs 2:1-5. Reader, do you want to find the knowledge of God? Here is the price to pay. First, incline your ear. You have seen an animal with his ears stuck forward in intent to catch every wave of sound. This is a picture of the intent you should have to hear the instruction of wisdom. Second, cry after knowledge. This expresses the eagerness of the soul, the labor, the diligence given to obtain knowledge. Third, liftest up thy voice. Just as a child will cry and lift up his voice for food necessary to the sustenance of his young life, so we are to cry after the knowledge of God. Fourth, seekest her as silver. Fifth, searchest for her as for hid treasures. Years ago, men rushed, at the risk of their lives, to the gold fields of California and Alaska, searching for this hid treasure. Consider for a moment with what eagerness men seek for silver and gold. How it ought to shame the Christian for his indifferent manner in seeking the knowledge of God. We should lay hold upon all instruction that leads to the knowledge of God with that hunger of soul, with that eagerness, that never-to-be-wearied effort of which men lay hold upon that which leads them to the possession of gold. It is in the study of the Bible and the laying of its instructions up in the heart that will bring us to the knowledge of God and to the path that leads to heaven. Paul speaks of Timothy knowing the Scriptures from a child and says that they are able to make wise unto salvation. 2 Timothy 3:15. If some parents read these lines, we trust it will help them to be more diligent, if need be, and most probably there need be, in teaching the Holy Scriptures to their child. Take time. Take time. Take time to teach your child the Word of God. And thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children, and shalt talk of them when thou sittest in thine house, and when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up. Deuteronomy 6 and 7. Read also Deuteronomy 11, 18 to 21. Where, oh where, are the parents that are this diligent in teaching the Scriptures to their children? They are few and far between.